Good morning, Casey. Up next, Things We Can't Make Up.
Brought to you by Briarcliff Village, their annual holiday lighting ceremony, November 11th from 3 to 6. There's going to be all kinds of fun activities, and it helps benefit the Veterans Community Project.
All right, we made the announcement at 6 o'clock, and we're going to play our birthday game between 7:20 and 7:30.
Maroon 5 coming back to Kansas City. It is the Red Pill Blues Tour. Julia Michaels will be their special guest. It will be at the Sprint Center September 11, 2018. Tickets go on sale Saturday, November 4th at 10 a.m.
Free tickets coming up after 7.
We just can't make this up.
A British man is telling his tale after flying 8,000 feet high in a lawn chair. 38-year-old Tom Morgan flew over 15 miles across South Africa in a lawn chair tied to 100 helium balloons. That sounds like something you would try as a kid and then grow up and realize that's not very smart. Morgan says he strapped himself into the lawn chair Monday, started accelerating quickly toward the inversion layer of the atmosphere where the temperature drops. He says he kept his cool and he gradually started cutting the balloons, and after floating around for about 2 hours, lowered himself safely to the ground. He now says he's planning to set up the first ever competitive helium balloon race in Africa.
That's just stupid.
That's amazing. That's dangerous. People are going to fall.
But because he survived, it's cool. Okay. It was stupid when he was doing it. Now it's cool.
Okay.
There's a new high-tech mirror that only shows you your reflection if you smile. Because we all need a security system on our mirrors, right? It figures out if you... It has facial recognition, like iPhones and stuff.
Right.
So it only knows your smile, and it will only have a reflection if it's you. And there's a Kickstarter that will be starting up soon.
That would be impossible to put makeup on.
Yeah, really. Because you're not smiling.
To smile the whole time.
Maybe it's kind of like a phone, though. It just unlocks it. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. It's dumb.
I would need it to unlock with a gaping mouth, because I always hold my mouth wide open when I put makeup on.
Yep. Yeah.
You're like a Joker smile, like,
yep.
A dozen cars in a neighborhood near Pittsburgh were ransacked the other night, and the thieves stole a bunch of stuff. But they actually left a Nintendo 64 in one of the cars. Nobody reported one missing, and it didn't belong to the other owner, so I guess one victim actually came out ahead.
It could have been worse. I guess some people had their tires slashed, and that didn't happen to me, so I'm happy about that.
That's a good gaming system, so I don't know why. That just really doesn't make sense.
Hey, but everybody wins, I guess. And finally, a woman named Sophie Tanner, she's from Brighton, England, married herself 2 years ago.
This is a sort of statement which looks to raise the profile of self-love, saying it's as important as romantic love and doing it as a formal ceremony as anyone else would have a wedding. You know, marrying yourself is a long life commitment to be responsible for your own happiness, so divorce is not an option.
She had a ceremony and everything, but the problem is she just admitted she's cheating on herself. She's actually met a man, and they've been dating for the past 5 months. But she says she's not planning to divorce herself.
We just can't make this up.
KMXP, Kansas City.
Bring that beat back.
The biggest hits.
Yo.
From the biggest stars.
My station.
Your hits.
Turn it up.
Live here.
I love it.
Justin Bieber.
Major Lazer.
Hey guys, Shawn Mendes.
Woo! Yes sir, yes sir, yes sir.